D-Weezy on the track, D-Weezy on the track. Baby boy the prince. Beat time on Cash Monroe. Extreme entertainment.
This is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Go with the work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live.
Pause.
Little boy still pushing big bills. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Go with the work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live.
Woo-wee!
We got big news.
Tommy didn't call in sick this week.
He said, I'm feeling a little bit better, fellas.
Hell yeah, fellas.
I had the bird flu, guys.
He said, Uncle Junior gave me something that... All right, he told me it was a cheeseburger, but was in a pill form. I shouldn't take it. Don't trust Uncle Junior. Kidding. That would be funny if that's what tricked you. Hey, this is a cheeseburger. Like, that looks like a Percocet. It's a cheeseburger. I know people in NASA. This is his lies. You're like, all right, you believed in me your whole life.
You know what? You convinced me.
You eat it, and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm fucked up.
Uncle Junior's Marty McFly from Back to the Future. Like, he's got the little, like, tiny pizza. You just put it in the microwave for, like, 5 seconds, and it's a big pizza. Well,
shit,
you know?
What are you talking BTF, or is it back to the, so BTTF?
BTTF 2. Yeah.
Dulce.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Spanish
BTTFT?
BTT, back to the future, BTTF. No, you gotta say the number 2, you can't.
Yeah, it's BTTF, BTTF 2. Yep.
That last T can mean anything. They're like, wait, they did a, is this a spinoff? Back to the future, thanks. No, I did something big, guys. I bought a new work belt, first of all.
Ooh.
I held off on that. I've had this work belt. It's the only one that I could get fit in my work pants. I get Cheddar's because for some reason those belt loops are tighter. It's like a regular belt that fits in blue jeans like wouldn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
In my. But I had to wear an apron. The back of the belt, I think, looks fine. It's kind of like literally the apron covers the perfect parts, like towards the front of like my hips.
Mm-hmm.
Like the leather was like peeling and shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like taking it on, putting it off for years.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh shit, I ain't got no apron no more. I should probably get a belt that's presentable.
I remember I gave you a raggedy looking fucking black belt one time.
But that got me through. Again, it was the same thing where it was like it was a decent amount of raggedy, but like the apron covered most of the worst parts. And it's the front of the belt, like you're. Whether it's leather or pleather or fucking plastic, it's like it's bending and just getting, you know, ripped around. Mm. That's kind of wear out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. And I went on a whim and got a new pair of blue jeans this week.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
What you,
will you buy the Lakers?
I like that, John.
Making money moves.
I like that. No, it was literally, so... I had a pair of jeans I need to wash. Tommy was like, can I do laundry first? I was like, yeah, absolutely. You know, he was leaving later on.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, you good, dude. I'll do my laundry later. But I couldn't find, like, my other pair of jeans.
Mm.
And they, like, I normally dump clean clothes on my bed like any other good American.
Mm.
As you should.
I'm usually good about either putting them back in the clean basket or folding them. This pair of jeans got kicked to the wayside. And so I had to grab an old pair of jeans, which I'm like, I can't remember if the zipper stays up on these.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the jeans look fine and everything, but if I take, like, if I walk for, like, 10, 20 feet, like, I got to check my zipper.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a good look to wear these. When I was mowing the yard, I didn't care if people thought I was itching my dick every
time. You have to XYZ?
Yeah. I have to... Xylophone.
Your zipper.
I was gonna say
xylophone.
That's
you don't remember that like being like saying
xylophone Yahtzee zebra.
But I was trying to think of where that started with, you know, X, and I think xylophone does. I know Xerox does.
Xerox Yahtzee zebra.
Yahtzee doesn't start. Oh, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Play some Call of Duty.
Yeah. Vietnam.
Learning the kinetic alphabet.
But It was funny. I don't know when the last time you guys bought clothes was. I bought a couple t-shirts and or hoodies throughout the past couple of years. Not a lot.
Yeah, I haven't went on like a full, like, well, I mean, guys.
I've went on a full, like, fuck it.
You went shopping.
My first girlfriend I had down here, that was the last time, like, she was like, we're buying you clothes. Like, I spent money. She was also like, I'm getting you a shirt because I like it. But, like, that was 12 years ago, 11 years ago. Yeah. Like, so I haven't bought, like, new outfits in forever. It's like, oh, shit, I have two pairs of jeans. I can't find one. I should buy another pair of jeans just in case I can never find those other ones.
Right.
Found them after I bought them, of course. But,
I rely on old Tommy's mommy for my shopping every year for Christmas. She gets me like 2 or 3 pairs of blue jeans, some shirts, and that's my style for the next year.
Mama, she left the responsibility on me this year. She was like, here's $100 Walmart gift card. And I was like, damn, like, you never, you know, you ain't gotta do it. Like, I'm an adult. You ain't gotta give me nothing, but if you're like, here's a $25 gift card, I'm like, thank you so much. I love you. So
yeah.
Say, here's $100. So I was like, all right, I gotta get some groceries. Like, I used to, like, she wouldn't be, like, disappointed. I got a 12 pack while I was grocery. But, like, I don't think she'd be disappointed. I was like, oh, you spent, like, $50 on things you need and use. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Last time I went to shopping was...
I never thought about buying clothes, though, with that gift card.
Right.
Until I couldn't find a pair of jeans. And I was like, I wish I had that $100 gift card. Right
now. Last time I went shopping was with a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tommy didn't get to hear that joke. You should listen to last week's cast.
Oh, shit. Should we run it back home?
All right. Only because we kind of like you. You remember John dated this girl? This blonde-haired lady? I think we say her name on the cast.
Yeah, we do.
But you remember how she ghosted him? And I had this epiphany a couple weekends ago. I was like, bro, she died. Like, she ghosted him.
Because she's dead.
She didn't, like, stop texting her. Like, she's just dead. You ever thought about that?
I mean, that's one way to look at it.
I don't think it's a way to look at it. It's just like, hey, that's a possibility.
Yeah. But we were
not saying it's what I hope happened, you son of a bitch.
But, I mean, I'm wondering, maybe that's where they came up with the whole term ghosted.
Ghosted, you know? Yeah, people, that's...
Somebody died, they didn't know about it, they just quit talking to them, so like, well, they fucking ghosted me.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, he fucking ghosted me. It's like, oh, R.I.P. But then, it, you know, white people found out the term and they ruined it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know, sorry.
Maybe I didn't do the joke as well. I thought you'd laugh at that. Like, hey, if I ghosted him, she died. Like, Eddie and John got a kick out of it. So.
Tommy and Mike, it's fine.
Tommy was, I guess he had to be there. I don't know.
That's showbiz.
Showbiz.
Showbiz, baby. Oh, yeah, the other important thing that happened in Tennessee recently, amongst other places, was the eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a lunar or solar?
Solar.
Solar eclipse. What did you guys think?
You didn't really get to see it. It was cloudy as fuck. So cloudy.
Yeah. I went outside. I saw like, where the sun was behind the clouds. I even tried to look like, like maybe I could see something cool. Still like, oh, it's kind of darker right now. But it was already dark. And, like, just bad moody all morning. But.
Yeah, yeah. That.
So we had an unsuccessful...
That eclipse.
Knoxville eclipse, at least. Yeah. East Tennessee eclipse.
Yeah.
Hopefully, my brother sent me some pictures. Like, I think up in Ohio, they had a good one. Mm-hmm. He had a buddy come down that, like, he took pictures. Like, we did a hockey game the morning of Eddie and Chelsea's wedding. And then me and Ed got our, like, tuxes on and hockey gloves and went and took some pictures on the ice, like, with our skates and shit. This guy got a fuck. I'll show you all the picture. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm a little bummed about missing it, but whatever. And then when I saw this guy's picture, I was like, yeah, that would have been fucking sick as hell to see.
Yeah.
Like,
well, we got the good one, what was it, 2018?
17, I believe.
So, yeah, something like
maybe
that.
Maybe it was 18, I could be wrong.
Yeah, but yeah, we got a good one then. Like, because we were literally in the like best place as far as like the lineup.
Yeah.
I think you actually got a full.
I think Nashville for that one was like full totality. Like Knoxville, we were in a good position, but I want to say like Nashville would have been a better. It's about to be.
I thought they were like, because I'm pretty sure they were saying it was actually like closer to like Chattanooga was like maybe the, was the that, best yeah. place, but like us being so work. Close, like yeah.
Did y'all watch that one?
Yeah, I went. I went to my buddy's
2017
house.
2017 eclipse.
Oh yeah, I did that. I did that one. Yeah.
There was a little one when I came to visit your folks with you.
Mm-hmm.
Me and your dad went out there. I was like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking neat. Yeah, and that was cloudy that day too, but we got a little glimpse.
Yeah.
But yeah, 2024 eclipse.
Sucks.
Didn't
lame.
Pan out well yeah. for us. Yeah. If you got to see it, fuck you, because I'm jealous. And I'm not good at... No. Anyone that got to see it, I'm happy I saw the one in 2017.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be six more, even though these like happen never. Like, the world's ending, so there's going to be six more eclipses.
Yeah.
Not raptures.
So is it happening?
I did have a person on Facebook shared a thing. They're like, guys, eclipses aren't supposed to happen for like every like 40 years. Like, make sure you're right with God.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Like, I don't think there was another eclipse in our lifetime, like prior to the 2017 one. And who knows, maybe the world is ending. But I want to say that, like, certain, like space TikTok shits that I follow, very scientific stuff, because the space shits, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Space shits.
You know, space shits that I follow.
Yeah.
So stupid. But, like, they're like, oh, matter of fact, look, there's going to be some more, like, maybe in our lifetime, probably like the kid, like if we stay alive for another 30, 40 years, it's like, oh yeah, there's gonna be another like two eclipses in like 2046 and 2050. You're like, oh, all right. So we're just at a weird, I don't know how the galaxy works.
I don't either.
I just know me and Tommy are champs a bit.
Other than that,
I don't know anything else.
I mean, I just assume like it happened every said. Because, I mean, the seasons are on point, you know, like, with the calendar. I mean, I assume maybe, you know, astrology's on point, too.
But
like,
no, but since everything's
moving. You ever think maybe because back then they didn't have the technology and shit they had now, so they'd like, oh, this is only going to happen every so often, but in reality, like, yeah, it happens
well, if you think
more
if
often than you think.
I guess if you looked it up to where...
Just depending on what part of the planet you're living on is where you'll see it, because...
Sure, but I mean, we could probably look up like history of like eclipses, of like maybe totality eclipse. Maybe there's been some partial, like partial is common. People,
yeah.
Like, but this is like no, this is everything's covered.
Total eclipse of the heart.
Yeah,
I fucking need you now. I don't know enough about eclipses.
I don't either.
I was excited for this one to happen.
I fucking need you now. Need you now tonight. I fucking need you more than ever.
Thank you, John. Tommy, where the fuck were you? You don't know the song? Because I know you know the song.
I know the song.
But, yeah, we didn't get to see it here in East Tennessee. So if you got to see it, cherish it.
Yeah,
because there's probably not going to be another one for at least 4 years, I think. No, it's not
2028, dude. Looking forward to it.
All right, my big topic. What's your stance on shitting?
Well, I usually sit. I don't stand.
You don't stand?
No.
Even in public?
No. I give the fucking toilet seat a fucking power wipe before I fucking sit down on it. Make sure there's no urine.
You don't want no urine or jizz on
No.
And not even sneeze.
No.
Not even vomit.
I do hand soap. Then I'll do... Come back with...
John in here fucking making multiple fucking stops to the
They need to fucking pay me for this
That's
shit.
That's not a terrible idea, though. Like, if they got paper towels, I grab a piece of paper towel, get it wet, get some soap.
Yep.
That's honestly probably the safest way, because people that lay toilet paper down, which I love reading some of these articles, are like, that's actually dirtier. Like, the paper fucking absorbs more germs than the seats. Like the ceramic seat or whatever, you know?
Right.
So, like, putting paper down on it's actually worse for you. You're like, well, what about a quick wipe down?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I gotta wipe my ass with this dirty paper. Like, that's worse than putting it on the seat. I'm better off not wiping because if it's collecting all these germs, I'm trying to shove them up my butt while I clean my ass. Like,
yeah. Why am I using this to wipe my asshole? Then?
Yeah, if I can't, I can't even. I can't even trust it to put it on the toilet, like seat. It's so dirty. They're like, ah, oh, fuck. We should have thought about
that. No, this is kind of.
I did read that somewhere though. Like, but it's safer to just sit on the toilet seat, no cover.
But I did so, kind of a minor change of subject or whatever. But I mean, the whole like hand dryers. You know, like the automated...
Yeah, the blow dryer.
Yeah, it uses all the air in the bathroom to generate... It's
blowing fecal air.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the nastiest way to...
Far air.
Yeah, piss air. That's the nastiest, most unsanitary way...
Chin tobacco, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know why people... Hey, if you chew tobacco, don't throw it out in the urinal.
It's just gross. One,
there's a garbage can probably 6 feet away. Oh. Two... Like, goddamn, act like you've been there before. Fuck.
Maybe that's what's wrong with the men's bathroom at your place.
No.
It's clogged. At the farm?
No, not the farm. Mm. It's horseshit, if anything. I think they just made sure.
Having a drive-by right now. But.
Made sure one toilet was like, hey, this one flushes better. Let's just make that the women's.
Yeah.
I think it was solely driven on that.
They need to call on a plumber, though, dude.
We've been calling.
Nobody wants to
show. They don't answer.
Nobody wants to do it. But my stance on shitting, I don't sit and wipe, okay? I stand up, but anytime I shit, I take a pant leg off. You know? And I use the butt wipes.
Yeah. It's actually not a bad way to do it. You get, like, more... You know,
yeah, more space spread out the legs when you shit. Like when you shit before a shower, you ever shit naked?
Yeah.
Imagine that every time you shit. You're not just shitting at work thinking about that one time you shit before you had to get in the shower. You're like, I do this everywhere I go.
That one shit that you fantasize about.
Yeah.
You know,
you remember that one. You can have that one all the time.
Take a pant leg off.
This is just a public dumping timeshare.
and butt wipes. What about this?
If you subscribe to my...
What about this? Have you guys ever shit, but you don't wipe? It's a pre-shower shit. You're like, I have the shower taken.
I've never not wiped.
Yeah.
If I'm getting... like, I'll wipe. Like I might like Target, especially if you got a removable head.
You Andre the Giant that shit.
No, I would never... I wouldn't even pee in the shower.
I've never done. Oh, I pee in the shower, but I've never shit in the shower.
I don't pee in the shower.
No, I pee. We've covered this too.
I know, and you guys are disgusting. Piss all over the guy.
There's
shower.
Two types of people. There's people that admit it, and there's liars.
I know. I love when people say that. It's like, I'll show you my shower routine, dick
video where it didn't happen.
I'll show you. No, pissing in the shower in your home shower. I think it's disgusting. I get if I shower at somebody else's place, they're pissed probably on the floor. I don't know how often they clean. I don't know how often y'all clean. That's why I don't like pissing in the shower. It's like, I clean mine often enough. Still not often enough to pee in there. Like, rinse it down. No. All right, wash your hands in your toilet. Huh? You never?
I would if push
you
came to
wash
show.
Your hands. Yeah, if there was a zombie apocalypse.
If push came to show.
If there was a zombie apocalypse, you drink the toilet.
I would fucking
water.
Drink that shit. Yeah,
but
fuck yeah.
Do it right now. You would never.
I'm not thirsty. Yeah. I got a beer in my hand.
You need to be hydrated. You get some TB water.
Before I go do the plasma, I got to be hydrated. I got to drink all the toilet water.
Get some TB water. Toilet bowl water. TB water.
That water.
No, I don't know. Yeah, that's my process. I people keep asking me about it. So.
It's an everyday question. I just have to address it.
Hey, why is your butthole so clean?
Instead of, they're like,
what do you do?
Why can't you eat a sandwich off that thing? Well, all right. Instead of tweeting everybody back.
Yeah.
No.
Go to the millions and the millions.
I thought it was the great question of what's your stance on shitting, and then we give our shitting stances.
Yeah.
Again, public bathrooms. Look, at the ice rink, I'll take a pant leg off still. I'll kind of try to hold it up or whatever. Hell, that might be a place where if they got a hook on it, I might be using the handicap stall. Hang my pants up.
Yeah.
I'm still shit pantless. I don't got butt wipes with me, unfortunately. I need to get like a pocket pack, but
I do always go for the handicap stall. There's just so much more
room. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Whether I'm handicapped or not.
Depending where I'm at, whether I'm handicapped or not. I don't know. If the place is clean enough. Again, I usually don't have to shit in public. Yeah. Like my life, I shouldn't say my life, but like my schedule does kind of work around it where it's like, all right, going out for the night, like obviously take a shit before you go. Yeah. And it's like, even if you eat some food while you're out and about, you're like, I can keep this in for a few more hours. Depending on what you eat, I'm not just a go eat anything anywhere kind of guy. Like, where are we going?
Mm-hmm.
Mexican, I'll eat at home.
You know somebody like you invented the Buc-ee's.
Dude, at least it's on the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Like, I've been seriously preaching about that probably since I was a teenager. Like, why are the doors so fucking high off the ground?
It is
like,
awkward.
Best shit I ever took, I was on my way home from my hometown, Portland. I hit exit 300-something off of 40 East. Took it down to the Buc-ee's. It was the best down my
life. Dude, I'm going to take a nap at the Buc-ee's.
Take like, a nap in the Buc-ee's bathroom.
Yeah, it's like, dude, can I rent this stall
that's
out?
That's an alarm out there. If you're in there for 30 minutes, the bell rings.
That's why there was a guy in there, monitoring shit.
You got 2 minutes before they come knocking. That bell rings at 30. At 32 minutes, they're like, hey.
Yeah.
No drugs in here.
Hey, you've been here an hour and a half. Like, give me some of that blow.
You're like, why'd you put a pillow right next to the toilet, like on the wall? That's obviously the most comfortable I've ever been. It's like a baby. Like, I'm sitting there sleeping, I can nap right now.
It was nice we got to experience the Buc-ee's together.
Mm-hmm. Which one did you guys go to?
Richmond, Kentucky.
Kentucky, yeah. The land of the 10% tips.
You ever heard of that place before?
I have, sir. It's famous.
These motherfuckers made an exit just for the Buc-ee's. Like, that was
they needed to.
Yeah, there's not a lot in Richmond.
If you've ever been to a Buc-ee's or driven by a Buc-ee's, do you understand? Like, all right, that literally is the...
That's the money maker.
Walmart, a gas station. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Walmart, it's Cracker Barrel, it's Walmart, it's a fucking, it's everything, like rolled on.
That's why
I'm going Christmas shopping there.
Whenever we were, when we were coming back from Florida, I was fucking taking a nap, they woke me up, mom's like, we're gonna stop at Buc-ee's. I'm like, why? Like, I've been, it's not that fun, nobody else has been, so I was like, alright, I guess we're doing Buc-ee's.
Dude, it was so fun. Maybe you were more hungover, but... we had fun stopping there on the way back from Toledo.
Well, me and Ghostmail...
You got some good food. Slurpees was, I don't know.
Me and Ghostmail stopped there. It was great. Like, it was a great bathroom experience, but it was a great shopping experience.
When you were like walking
out... They got the fucking brisket.
When you were walking out the door...
Saucing it up.
Yeah.
When you were walking out the door of the Buc-ee's, did you have to you see the Jeep pulling off? You're like, hey!
She's trying to leave you.
She just got to know you together.
Like abandoning. Like trying to abandon a kid. It's like, hey!
Some weird rich shit.
Yeah.
I just have to get to know guys to ghost them in weird places. You're like, all right.
It's like, at least drop me off at the fire station. At least maybe I can meet some cool dudes.
The fucking orphanage. Shit.
Lift some weights, have some beers. Like, on their off time. Firefighters don't do that when they're on call, but
give them some tattoos, Pete Davidson style. Yeah. Shout out King of Staten Island.
I might grow a mustache with them. Who knows? Shit might get wild.
You have a mustache. You just have to shave it off.
No. What I'm saying, firefighters typically have the mustache.
Mm-hmm. I'm being like, bro, you have one. You just got to shave your beard.
Yeah.
I think we should do it, guys. I'm about to do... So, other big news. I finally used my... shaving cream and razor. And I was like, oh, doesn't look too bad.
How long have you been holding that up the sleeve?
The shaving cream. I just used it for I've had it for like a month probably.
No.
But I just used it like Monday. Yesterday, yeah. But yeah, I was like, oh. Because remember we talked about it, I was going to do Naked Face potentially during April, May, June-ish.
Yep.
Tommy told
me.
June-ish, and Tommy told me I was fool-ish.
And July-ish.
What's going on with this guy?
I don't know.
Let's see, what have you been watching? What video games have you been playing? Better not play them Nazi games, John.
Nothing before.
Better not play them.
Nothing before 1993.
Listen here, Jimmy. You better not be playing them Nazi games.
Or nothing after 1993. That's
the game,
what I've been playing.
The game said,
Vietnam.
The game said not the Third Reich, so I had to play it.
Yeah. It was like fourth on the swan ride. I don't know if that bowling team can have that name. No. No, what I want to talk about with the wrestling.
Oh, fuck, look out.
Not what you're looking after.
God damn it.
So, John, tell me about the, and you can chime in on this, but we're not going crazy, okay? The Uso brothers.
Uso?
Yeah, they both Uso, right?
Yeah.
And so there's Jay.
And
Jimmy, obviously. They're twins, okay? So you're like, all right, two J names, I get that. It's Jay and Jimmy Uso. And so you guys, like, know the backstory. I didn't. So they're giving me history. Like, yeah, we're brothers. You know, blah, blah. We did everything together, this and that.
Twins.
Show the yearbook pictures. And you have Jonathan and Josh.
You got Joshua.
Yeah, you know, Joshua Samuel Fatu. And Uso in it.
So... Then you're like, all right, so what's the wrestler name?
Well, his name's Jay.
Jimmy and Jay.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. Why did he go by Jimmy? Like, his name's John? Like, yeah. Like, hey, Mr. H, can I call you Triple H? He's like, yeah, that's fine. He's like, I kind of want to go by a stage name.
Right.
And they're like, oh, what you want? Like Torpedo or you got a what kind of thing? He's like, I wanna go by Jimmy. Like John, that's a great idea. And I don't fucking understand it.
Yeah, so Jimmy's name is Jonathan Solofa Fatu.
Like I was like, is his middle name James? No. Is there any correlation?
Solofa.
Like, no, it's not. So that was my favorite part of WrestleMania.
My favorite part of WrestleMania is like Dave is like slowly but surely becoming like Michael Cole. So anytime there was a Kip Up, he'd be like, Kip Up! Brainbuster! Pile Driver! Like, oh, sorry. I went too hard on that.
You talking about the goat of commentary?
It's starting to become David Josephovich, though.
Tommy don't like watching with me because I'm fucking too chill with it. I'm too on the spot with it. Like, why is his name Jimmy? If I was in McAfee's sale, I'd be like, dude, where did Jimmy come from?
Yeah.
They'd be like, he came from, I don't even know where they're from.
On air, you'd be like, let me Google that real quick.
Are they from Hawaii?
Yes. No.
Or...
No,
where are
they're
they?
Not San Francisco.
Their bloodline's from Hawaii, right?
Their family lineage comes from Hawaii, but like even Romans from fucking Pensacola.
So yeah, like
Rock from Miami.
Yeah, they're
from San Francisco,
Florida, and California.
Rock lived in Knoxville for a bit.
He was rooming with me for a minute. The 99.
Yep. He was trying to get a start.
It's before I met John. I was like, Rock. This Tooth Fairy movie's junk. No one's ever going to watch it.
He's like, let me tell you something, you know, Rock.
I go, Jumanji remake? You're out of your goddamn mind.
It's going to kill your career.
The Rock. Knock it off.
He kicks him out because he makes Jumanji 2.
that was the line.
That was the last straw.
He crossed it.
This is the last flop I'm going to deal with.
It's like, dude, Rock. Can't do this.
You need another Fast and Furious.
You got to move out.
What are you doing?
He goes, but me and Ben, like,
you need
Ben
to be,
Diesel, we're feuding right now.
I go, you need to be faster. You need to be furiouser.
You got to be about family.
Look at Tyrese. He's crying right now.
Mm.
Live off that. Breathe off that. Come on, Rock.
Come on, Dwayne.
The final
mummy?
Boss.
Fuck,
did he let you call him Dwayne, or you just had to call him The Rock all the time?
Oh, he asked me to call him Dwayne. I said, it's
you're
The
like,
Rock.
Fuck that. It's
I
The
said,
Rock.
It's Mr. Rock.
Rock. Sometimes it's like, Rock, Rock.
Rock, Rock.
That's a crock rock.
It's crock rock.
Knock it off. And then he, all right, he did all right.
He did all right for himself.
All right. Let's break it up.
Yes,
rock crock. That's a rock crock.
Rock crock.
Fucking blue boy. All right.
Never underestimate the butterfly effect of a tiny public access show in upstate New York. Clay Tiffin.
So real quick, this is a TikTok. I don't know who this guy in the bottom is, but he's talking about this guy on top, Clay Tiffin, or Tiffany or something.
He looks like Will Ferrell with a fro wig.
No, he looks like fucking Frankenstein.
No,
with a fro wig on.
Who's the guy in Bob Ross. Step Bros? No, who's the guy in Step Bros with Will Ferrell? What's his name?
John C. Reilly.
Yep.
John C. Reilly does a character on, like, cartoon, or, like, whatever the fucking Robot Chicken's on.
Mm-hmm. Adult Swim.
Like, yep. He did, like, the suit, the hair, I was like, oh, I thought this was going, like, you know, the butterfly effect thing.
Yeah.
Because that's what this whole video's about.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the first thing I thought of, like, when you see the guy, the interview on the top, the Clay guy.
Yeah, you think John C. Reilly. He looks just
like John C. Reilly off that, like, the internet, mm-hmm. Or that fucking meme that went around. I don't know the show, but
never underestimate the butterfly effect of a tiny public access show in upstate New York. Clay Tiffany was an independent journalist and the fearless host of Dirge for the Charlatans. Notorious for being a thorn in the side of local officials and law enforcement, Clay Tiffany would probe into corrupt politicians and dirty cops, then broadcast his findings on his public access show. But with this fame came enemies in powerful places, one being Briarcliff police officer slash bodybuilder Nicholas Tartaglione, who in 1997 pulled Clay Tiffany over, warned him to stop looking into the police department, said he has ties with the mob, then physically assaulted the TV host. Obviously, this led Clay to delve further into the cop, and so began a long-standing feud between the two. Tiffany dug into his past and found that Tartaglione had a history of assault in his time as a police officer. Clay Tiffany would slam him and the BPD on Dirge for the Charlatans, and in retaliation, Tartaglione would find him and beat him up. This happens at least 4 times, with the last confrontation putting Clay in the hospital. He would host the next episode from his hospital bed. Hey. Clay sued the police department, winning a big settlement, but Tartaglione was never charged or found guilty of a crime. Until this story goes somewhere I never could have predicted. Clay Tiffany passed away in March 2015 of natural causes, and the following year, Nicholas Tartaglione was arrested after killing 4 men over stolen drug money and burying them in a mass grave in the woods. Tartaglione, now facing a life sentence, has been behind bars since his arrest, where in 2019, he was the last person to share a prison cell with Jeffrey.
I knew this motherfucker from somewhere. I knew that was the fucker that killed Epstein. He did fucking kill him. Like, the whole, like, hanging him by the fucking, like, bed, you know.
We may or may not have said that guy's name on the cast before, mm-hmm. but because you and I know at least talked mm-hmm. about, like, oh, the here was this inmate's name, and he was in there for multiple murders.
Yeah.
It was like, huh. But
he's like a fucking bodybuilder cop.
Crazy, you know? Like, you know, where do they come from story?
Yeah. He killed Epstein. 100% sure he killed Epstein.
But what motivation?
He's a diddler, you know. He's killed multiple men for way less, obviously.
And he's already done life in prison.
So he's like, fuck it. You know, like, you know,
what is it going to hurt?
Well, and honestly, like, whoever...
yeah.
Whoever, like...
I'm a psycho. I'm not a... Or he's like, I'm a killer. I'm not a psycho.
Well, yeah. Even this guy...
I don't diddle kids. Like, I'll fucking kill that guy. Yeah. Can I get my own bunk?
Well, even this guy, like, he's got to at least have at least, if you don't got no
maybe
family.
Maybe steak on Fridays.
Like, give me pizza Saturday at least.
Yeah. But I mean, like, he ain't got no family, you know, he's at least got a friend he wants to take care of outside, you know, so, okay, like, pay me this money, send it to this person, you know, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a lifer, dog, like.
But I just
I'm gonna die in this place.
The reason the video caught my eye because I was like, "Oh, this is funny. This is gonna be about how John C. Reilly."
Well,
does a parody of this guy.
Well, once
and
I was
like, whoa, to go away.
Well, immediately, and John C. Reilly got a little deeper than I was expecting.
That might be a John C. Reilly. Mm-hmm. Like that, he still might have done that. Was, obviously, he doesn't. Like, if he's doing a parody of something, he's not like, I know how the story ends. Like, because the guy died pretty recently and what have you. But.
Well, immediately when I heard that name, I'm like, started scratching my head. I'm like, I know this motherfucker from somewhere. You're like,
is that my tax man? No.
But when I heard, like, yeah, he killed four men and buried them, I'm like, yeah, it's the guy that killed Epstein. Yeah. Like, hands down. You know.
Saw that video, thought that was crazy. Yeah.
It was a wild twist at the end.
That's all shit'll get you.
Yeah, I called it.
He figured out the clue game before anybody else did. Tommy, you gotta look at your cards about it.
He's playing chess, we're playing checkers.
Fuck
I'm
yeah.
I'm playing Connect Four.
I'm playing Guess Who.
Yeah, Tommy's getting too complex being a checkers. I'm like, whoa. Okay, college boy.
College boy.
Connect Four. But I call it sorry because I'm like, I accidentally hit the thing. Oh. When you're about to beat me, I don't. But yeah, interesting video. Shit, I did have a connection to it.
What about we don't hear about Epstein no more all of a sudden?
Yeah, I'll share that every once in a while. If one of those like on my memories.
Mm-hmm.
Like today is Easter. Just remember, Epstein didn't kill himself. I didn't see one of those come up this year in my timeline. Like, sometimes, like, oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas. Hashtag Epstein didn't kill himself.
We're scared about him not killing himself. And we're just like, all right, I guess.
We got to do it every holiday. You know, happy election day. Hashtag Epstein didn't kill himself.
Hashtag justice for Epstein.
Now we're getting off the wagon.
Hashtag flight logs to the island.
Free Ghislaine.
Sorry.
You're like, this documentary was hogwash.
This is Jimmy North talking. Like,
Jimmy John talking.
Jimmy John.
What's up?
What's up? That's our truth. What's up? You know, but,
No, I was kind of joking. It was what the Subway people say. How do they greet the customers? What's that? He goes, what's up?
What? Oh, I like that.
It
what's
got
sub?
Me. No, it fucking got me. Yeah. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Get out of here.
Yeah, I remember the dealer for Subway, right? I can't remember.
Jared?
Yeah. Apparently, they got a new doc on him. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, well, yeah.
I watched it. I thought we talked about it. Yeah. I mean, I told you to watch that one, too.
I watched that one.
It's dark. Like, but.
That's one of the ones I did. What is it called?
Don't eat fresh.
Don't
eat that 6-incher.
No, that's not what it's called.
Don't eat that foot long.
That's a foot long that ain't chill. Don't eat them fresh.
I did watch that one.
Now, I think if you type in Jared on HBO Max or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that comes up.
Yeah. No, I watched that when it first came out, and I was like, I'm pretty sure we talked a little bit about it, the castles. Because I was like, I don't even want to repeat some of the.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting.
All the things I heard on there. Yeah, I was like.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. Crazy as shit.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, hopefully, like, he's, like, getting the shit kicked out of him every, you know, day.
Oh, he's getting his shit pushed in, all right.
No, I think he got, like, surprise in private.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cell or whatever.
Yeah.
Got that Subway box.
People have a misconception about prison. Like, prison ain't all about, like, guys getting raped now. Like, there's so many, like, transsexuals that, like, no shit. This is true story type shit. Like, and they'll trade you a pack of ramen to put in their butt, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah. And they're embracing.
Like, no
they're
shit.
Embracing.
Hide your dick. Yeah.
Which, you know, the transsexuals of the world want to get fucked.
Oh,
yeah. So they selling that boy.
That buzzy.
B word.
Where do you get this information from?
My boy Jay up in lockup. I was in lockup for 45 days. I got fed all this information. He goes, yeah.
Prison's nice now. Well, because there's men that want to have sex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
in the ball.
Yeah, so the guys that don't want to have sex, they're safe now. But no shit.
Unless they act up, then...
Then you get that American History X treatment.
Yeah. Curb stomp and a butthole rape.
Until you're like making license plates.
Yeah.
He's not so bad.
But no shit, he told me this. He goes, yeah, like, doc, I called him Jay. That's his name. He called me Jay.
You got Tracy Morgan's from Longest Yard all over the place.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. Right. So we all, everybody got whatever confused. Whatever,
back freckles.
Like,
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Paul. I see you after the game.
Your jokes are not cheap for you no more.
Whatever.
Back freckles.
Whatever back freckles.
Whatever back freckles. I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
So anywho, last time I was in lockup, you know, called him Jay, he called me Jay. We built a pretty good rapport.
They were the Jays.
They were just Jaying off.
He's gonna be in
Jays, Jaying off, dude.
He got. And, okay, guys, don't judge him for the crime, but he got caught with a significant amount of hair on. He's going to be in there for a while.
Yeah, that.
He's probably trying to return to where it came from.
Yeah. He was doing the right thing.
I found this. This is not mine.
But I got to know the guy. Like, yeah. He was my favorite guy in jail, you know, when I was in there.
Fucking heroin.
But, I mean, but he would tell me stories about, like, prison. Or I'm missing
prison.
But he goes, yeah, like Jay, like, but Jay, like on real shit, like on, you know, men don't get raped up in the prison no more. You know, I use prison again. I hope you guys, but I mean, he goes, everybody got jobs, like everybody got their fucking, you know, DirecTV up in the cells, like,
dang.
Ain't nobody trying to, like, most of them fucking, like, you know, whack off and shit. And I'm like, oh, for word? You know, that's what I thought.
My childhood bed.
Glad to know prison's becoming a more respectable place.
Sounds yes. Like my childhood bedroom, except we didn't your have booty direct hole TV.
Is safe. Yeah. But he was even like, yeah, like, most of the guys in there, like, got jobs. They can send money to their fucking families. Like, become way more respectful. He goes, like, not once, like, have I ever been afraid of being in the shower, like, dropping soap.
I want to hear the arguments. They're sending 35 cents a day.
Yeah.
And the baby mom was like, this ain't enough.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I just saw a commercial where across the seas.
Right.
This is more than enough for a family. So please don't tell me my 85 cents.
But I
wasn't feeding these kids.
But one day I'm like, what's good, Jay? And he goes, I'm going to tell you, Jay. Because we used to call each other Jay. Men ain't getting raped in prison no more. It's one of those deals.
No more.
No more.
I ain't to live.
Am I word? I don't like people getting raped. So you give me some truth, man. Like that I like.
It ain't happening. You know what's happening up there? They're learning about auto sales.
Yeah.
In law degrees. Prison ain't like it used to be.
Yeah.
In the 2010s.
Just surely 8 years later, it all changed.
It's the revolution of 2015, guys.
We've all seen Gridiron Gang. We changed our ways. Well, we can be football players together, not gang members against each other.
No.
And we don't need to rape.
There are guys that are willing.
There's Tracy Morgan looking motherfuckers here willing to do that.
They take that burden.
It's like, all right, I don't want to have to do this, but I'll do it.
They accept that burden.
They accept the rapes.
All right.
No, I'm sorry. All right. Yeah, we can't turn this into episode 101 or whatever.
What's your problem, John?
Lot of rape talk. We don't need to do that.
I'm looking at what direction you're looking at, east or west.
What John we got today?
Or that direction. That's the worst one.
That's when you have a seizure. it's Jimmy North.
Eyes roll back in the head. He's convulsing.
Put a wall in his mouth. Don't let him swallow the tongue. First one on mic.
Don't give him mouth to mouth. He's salivating. You might choke yourself out.
He might. All right, we got to take a quick break. One and on chair fights. Give us the dirty deeds.
Alright, so country star Morgan Wallen arrested after throwing chair off a rooftop for no legitimate purpose.
The silver bar is at. I think it was
Eric Church, yeah. Eric Church, it was Eric Church's bar.
Yeah,
which was Jason Aldean or something.
Yeah, but police say country music singer Morgan Wallen was arrested overnight in Nashville on felony charges. Oh, shit. After he allegedly threw a chair from a downtown rooftop for no legitimate purpose, police said.
And you don't want to go to Nashville, Tommy?
Wild shit happens,
Tommy. We could have been there that week. Are you kidding me? We gotta go to Nash Vegas, baby.
Wow, wiki, wow. Happens.
So, wow, wow, middle.
So, what do you think of Morgan Wallen getting arrested for that? Didn't he get, wasn't he in N-word trouble some years ago?
Yeah.
He was.
What was it? To his neighbor? Or was he the one on.
It was like one of his friends.
Video games or something.
No. He wasn't the Nat. Who's the.
No, that was Kyle Larson, NASCAR guy. Yeah, that was the video game.
Tommy,
one.
I knew. What oh, that was yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, Morgan Wallen, like
said to a neighbor.
As far as what I know, well, no, like him and his friends were all hanging out, and one of his black friends was really drunk, and he's like, "Get that N-word home."
He said about his black friend?
Yeah. But he said, like, with the A, which doesn't necessarily make it right, but...
He soft-A'd it.
Yeah.
We're giving the...
But yeah, as far as what I know about that situation, that's what it was. It was like, hey, get that
home. I think even someone else said, you know, like, a close lady friend of mine was like, no, it wasn't like that. It was like... I'm not judging the guy. I'm just...
Yeah.
I thought it's funny, like, because South Park did that whole... N-word guy episode. We don't like your kind around here, N-word guy. Like, I want to say that to white people. That was no, yeah, I don't know his music or anything, so I don't even know if that parody that was played was that's Morgan Wallen style.
Yeah, that's one of his songs, like the last night we let the liquor talk.
That, what rhymes with that?
Liquor, I hardly know her, first of all.
Yeah, no, the melody that dude did the TikTok to, that's the song that he's dubbing over.
Damn. He set himself up on purpose.
I'm not like a massive Morgan Wallen fan. Like, he's got songs that I like.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't get, like... I've been drunk in multiple bars. I've never got the intrusive thought to throw a fucking chair off a goddamn rooftop at two cops.
Well, I don't think he threw it at two cops. I think he just threw it.
And there just happened to be two cops down there.
I'm not kidding you. I think this was unfortunate events.
He's just a dumbass.
Luck of the draw, bud. Sorry.
You ever seen the movie Blue Streak?
Yeah.
At the beginning where he shoots one guy out the fucking ledge and happens to land on the cop car. They're like, all right, wait, what's going on here at this bank? This diamond. But, I think he just threw a chair off the ledge. Who knows why? That's the mystery that remains.
Dude, his intrusive thoughts fucking won, dude. He's like, fuck this chair. Woo!
I would hope it, honestly, I would hope it was that, and not like an anger thing. Or like, you don't think I'll do this? Like, I think he was just like...
Or if he's like, Jason Aldean, fuck you.
Like, hey, like...
We in our church, bitch. Yeah.
Put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Like, that's Toby.
Yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Rest in peace, baby.
I don't know, that's chairs for him. And it just, I think it just, I don't think,
I don't think there was any ill intent.
If he threw it off the ledge aiming at that cop car and he hit it, he gets, first of all, 1,000 points.
Yeah.
Secondly, free of all charges, because that's impressive. I think he, I don't even think he was looking over the edge, if I had to assume.
He just drunkenly.
He was like, oh, fuck, we're at a rooftop.
I'm telling you. It was,
hands
it
on
was,
head,
it
like,
was,
oh, it, fuck, it was, I forgot there's no walls.
It was an intrusive thought, dude. It was just, fuck this chair. Whoop.
Either an intrusive thought or he was angry and he goes, I'm fucking down. Oh, shit. There's no wall there. Yeah. Oh, boy.
I'm on a rooftop. Shit. Yeah, you can't there's nobody down there.
Is this
and you can't smoke cigarettes up there either.
You can't smoke cigarettes. It's a room. Or throw chairs. And I just did one of those two things.
And it wasn't
what if he
cigarette.
Had a cigarette lit up in his mouth as he threw the chair? You know, he's funny, being double rebellious.
If I happen to be there this weekend, and he tells on me, he's smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
Like, sir, you can't throw chairs up the roof. Well, he's smoking cigarettes. Like, get him. Yeah. He's right.
What if you can't smoke cigarettes as you're throwing chairs off
you can.
The fucking
it's
rooftop?
It's a double negative. Makes it a positive.
Oh, so
that's science.
So, yeah, it is science. It cancels each other out. Dude.
I don't write math. I just can't buy it.
That's the fucking Breaking Bad. Yeah, I mean, science, bitch.
I just asked John, what's
magnets.
The answer?
I just gave you the math plan.
Fuck yeah.
Two wrongs make a right. Long story short.
You lose 100% of the games you're playing. You know what I'm saying?
Heard that.
Word.
Morgan Wallen. I heard he was going to do 1 to 15 years. That was just the song.
1 to 15.
Which I was like, that's a...
That's an odd fucking...
Yeah.
You can do a little bit, or you can do forever.
That's a wide, duration to be thrown out.
You can do 5 to 95. Depends on what we can prove. Like,
it's like 1 month to 85 years. Like, oh, shit. Like, oh, okay. Like, he might have, like, something to go
litter on, pickup. Execution.
Instead of, either you doing 1 month or you getting
what am I
dead.
Getting charged with again? It was just the chair thing I thought.
It's like, hey, it's one of those weird deals. Like, you know, in Iowa, you're not allowed to walk a giraffe in the streets. You know, it's a state law.
He technically broke three laws in this one thing. So they're like,
yeah,
sorry, bud.
You can throw chairs, just run off. Six story.
Yeah, right.
Unfortunately, you were eight.
If you were at Jason Aldean's bar, legal.
Yeah, it's one of those weird laws.
You came to...
Those two stories got you, bro.
I don't know another country story. You go to Keith Urban's bar, well, now it's illegal. He went up a scale. Lower levels parking garage.
Oh, shit.
Anyhow, you're going to do 1 to 50 years.
Yeah. Right? That's like, whoa, crazy. Whoa.
Did I hurt anybody?
No.
They go, almost. They say, like,
there were two cops in the vicinity of that chair.
Parent talking to a child, like, could have. What if you just shut their finger in the door and broke it off? And what? Like, oh my god, I feel so bad. Like, well, you didn't, but it could have happened. Like, oh, I'm gonna do 15
years. He's like, wait, so I'm doing 15 years because of a what if?
telling you, Tommy, Nashville's where it's at. It's where you get these.
Apparently
special,
not. I can't throw a fucking chair off a goddamn rooftop bar.
You get these special moments.
If you ever want to do that, just go to a smash room moment, like, where you go in there, like, break plates and throw chairs at shit.
Yeah.
What Tommy should do is get on top.
You can do that in Nashville.
What Tommy should do is get on top of the 919.
Do a break.
And the people trying to buy it, he throws chairs at them.
Do an escape room and start kicking holes in the walls to get out.
These are things that will get you arrested quickly, probably. But, yeah.
Listeners, we do not you don't advise you to do this.
And you don't have to go to Nashville to do it. I don't know why you're...
Parental discretion is
bigger.
About it, but,
yeah. We can go to Nashville, do an escape room. Kick holes in the wall. You can do that at home. You can get Pizza Hut here. Why are you going to Nashville for? You know?
I'm going to lock Tommy in his room, see what happens.
This is just like Nashville.
Lock me in a room full of fucking drywall. I will fucking get out.
Sick, dude. All right. Tommy's never... I don't want to take him to Nashville. I do.
He's a wild card.
He's turning people off. I'm like, I don't want to hang out there for that long now. Think about it. He's just mad already.
Angry boy, dude.
We didn't even guess him the car yet. Yeah. Tommy in Nashville.
Y'all see, like, we go to Nashville. Like, I'm happy on, like, starting out the road trip, and, like, halfway there, like, you see just, like,
yeah,
no, a look over opposite. My face.
I just, think you'd be happy. I think you'd maybe fall asleep, or, like, we would be doing a car cast.
Get this. He turns into Commie Tartar.
Not Tartar.
Commie Tartar.
He's fucking
That's his alter ego.
Fucking retard.
No, that's Tommy.
I said retarder.
That's Tom.
It's a play on Carter and Tartar.
But you're that's commie all of a sudden. Tartar. Like, that's like the exact opposite of what you are. Like, you're not a commie, but commie Tartar. And not a lot of people like Tartar. Like Tartar.
I'm with commie. Yeah. I'm with commie on this. I don't like it. Think of a different nickname. Jimmy.
Jimmy North. That's one, though. That's the most evil John West persona is Jimmy North. But, right.
So the Nashville plan in the future will be, just so everyone can hold us to it, we're going to go, we'll make sure there's a good comedian in town.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see that. Okay?
Say a word, son.
And that night, we'll hit up some friends that used to live there. Be like, hey, where were those offbeat bars? It'll be fun bars to go to, but packed with, you know, good times and good vibes.
I got to go to the Red Phone Booth.
You think you can get in there?
We got to find somebody with a number.
All right.
Well, what's a Red Phone Booth?
You work on that. You tell him.
It's a secret bar in Nashville. There's like an old... You know, like, what an old-school red phone booth looks like, right?
No,
you know what a phone booth
is. And it's got the rotary phone and everything.
Punching a code.
There's a bar in Nashville. You either have to be a member, or the member has to give you the phone number.
You
got to
know somebody that knows
somebody. You have to know the phone number to get into the bar.
That's a devil thing. That's like Illuminati, right? I'm just kidding.
But it's a level, under that.
Oh, okay.
That's the fun if you're cool.
So red phone booth bar.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to start checking in.
Tommy, I like that he goes, well, if we're going to Nashville, we gotta do the most impossible thing we can do.
Well, I got some boys that still bartend on that block, so I could probably figure some shit out for us.
I mean,
that
would be amazing. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying we're not setting that's not what we're putting our heights.
Well,
it's
almost like that. Was it Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Anthony Mack? You know, what was the movie? The Christmas movie that they did together.
The night before.
So they're going to the secret party. Okay, we're gonna go to the secret party. What about that?
Well, they had if you can get us, I'm down to check it out. Yeah. We might need to get better attire. We might have to think about that. They might not be like, hey, you got a zip-up fleece, a zip-up hoodie, and a hoodie from a skydiving place. Y'all, come on in. How'd you get this code?
Now, for something like
you're
that.
Like, I'm just lucky at numbers.
For something like that.
I just guess it right. Let me come in.
For something like that.
Jimmy, get out of here.
I was trying to call a cab. I fucking called you.
But for something like that, you know, I would dress to the nines or something like that.
I would dress to the sevens, but I was dressed nice.
So
it's a high seven, like 7.8.
I will say, if I don't go before then, I am going to have to go to Nashville in 2027.
Ooh.
We're making you.
For?
Wrestle motherfucking Mania.
They're going to make it there?
It's going to be in Nashville 2027, the Titans' new stadium.
We're making you go before them.
Twice.
We might kidnap you.
And we actually might not. We might go on a cruise
to Nashville.
Nashville. No, no, no. In 2027, during that, and you're going to come with us. You're going to miss that WrestleMania. We're going to make sure. We're going to take you to Nashville 7 times before that. And then you're going to miss that weekend there. You're going to forget what's going on.
No, I won't. You're listening
to me. I'm kind of over Nashville. And then we're like, hey, let's go on this trip to Florida. And you'll come. And then like, you guys want to watch WrestleMania 37 or whatever? Year 37. It'll
be 43.
All right, so 2037 is going to be year 43. Yeah. All right. For WrestleMania. Yeah. And you'll be like, oh, shit. I was supposed to be in Nashville this weekend. But you're going to be in Florida.
Whispers, whispers, whispers.
Oh, yeah. He'll be too proud to announce it to the room that he forgot about when WrestleMania came to Nashville. Because he has so much, he already had too much fun in Nashville.
Where I bust that cherry, baby. Bent him over.
And beat it up.
Beat that shit up. He had fun doing it.
Passed out on the strip like fucking Aram. Shout out Aram, dude.
It's 9/11 babies, man.
Something about you, boys. Get real sleepy, sir. Time of night. Splinter Cell shit. Don't talk. I don't know what word triggers him.
Y'all talking video games again. I can't contribute.
I'm just talking cells. Sci-fi shit.
He's talking out his ass is what he's doing.
I would say, I think a Splinter Cell is someone who you be like oatmeal cakes. And then I'll say, you're like, oh, I gotta go. Is that a Splinter Cell? Someone you activate with a word?
That I don't know.
What are Splinter Cells?
I know what a Splinter Cell is.
Something that's activated with a word. Something that's activated with a word.
Is it?
Yeah,
like okay, so it wasn't.
Or like a Splinter Cell. No, you weren't. No, you hit the nail on the head. Man,
man, when he called in sick last this guy.
Calling sick from upstairs. I love Tommy.
You got some PTO.
Still getting paid by the cast, by the non people we got supporting. Yeah, but I mean, I do.
You're getting paid by the cast. Break a fucking leg. Dude. Get in the cast. Splinter Cell. I was not wrong.
You were not wrong. Yeah. No, no. I was picking up what you were throwing down. Like, you hit the nail on the head. Like, that's what we're talking about.
And do we think Tommy is a podcast Splinter Cell where if we got to say the right words for him to show up, or?
Well, I will say this. When he does show up, it just makes it that much better.
I agree with you on that.
You know.
I agree with you on that 100%. But no. What words do we think we could say? Because he's not here right now.
Yeah.
What words can we say to make him show up?
What if we said putt-putt instead of golf?
What if we said Dale Earnhardt instead of people?
Three to the heart, three to the sky. Ooh. He ain't dead. He's just one lap ahead.
We can't do that one.
I'm tapping in.
What if we do...
That's a real NASCAR you got there, buddy.
Yeah, I know. What's the chairs guy?
Kyle motherfucking Busch.
What if we're like...
GOAT.
Hey, does she shave or does she got a Kyle motherfucking Busch? We're just trying to get Tommy's attention.
I kind of like a little Bush.
You like a little Kyle motherfucking Bush?
Yeah. I like a little Kyle motherfucking Bush.
I like Kyle little motherfucking Buzz.
Like, real shit, one of the greatest things ever. The K&S gas station down from the Cheds. Mm-hmm. There used to be this older dude that worked there overnight.
The Carmencia K&S.
I would go in there. I'd buy a six-pack of Bush. Every time, without missing a beat, this motherfucker would be like, you know, I never drank Bush. I only ate it.
Ooh.
Just like, I like that. Damn it, dude. Like,
did you ever tell him, like, I moved to grass now.
I'm actually vegan fed.
Like I'm not eating, I'm plowing.
I'm not talking about Bush is, son. I'm talking about... Wait, what?
Him.
You eat what now?
Hey, but what if he's like, dude, like, I'm not eating no more, I'm plowing it. It's the, you know, it's your upgrade from, I'm eating pussy to, hey, I'm actually having sex.
I was eating sand, now I'm mowing yards.
You look, another man's yard. You don't mow another man's yard.
You look like you need some mulch up front, playa. Are you hitting on me or trying to do some
mess? No, that's cool.
My favorite one, wasn't it you? Same gas station, you finally ran into the dude, the fucking gas station clerks of all gas station clerks.
The blind bitch.
The dude that fucking tells you about how cigarettes are going up $10 a
pack. That's the blind bitch. Yeah.
And I was like,
oh my. Let's that try motherfucker, he been doing that for fucking 10 years now.
I believe he's been doing it for multiple decades. Because he does not look like a younger man.
He fucking has a vendetta against nicotine in general.
We've already covered that. His mother was murdered by,
the nicotine bandit.
A spokesman for Marlboro.
I think Big Tobacco sent a ninja to strangle her.
I'm glad you said ninja. That's the best word.
She was on the fight against tobacco.
Nobody saw it. It's a fucking ninja. I know you guys won't believe me, but I don't know what I saw.
They sent Leonardo, Raphael, Donatello. Come on, dude.
Goddamn ninja. Turtles up
fucking
in this bitch.
Took your ass out, dude.
But no, yeah, I've... Were we on too prior to that before you talk about blonde bitch? Shut up, blonde bitch. Ed, we still...
Oh, Eaton Bush.
Ed, we still got to take you to see blonde bitch. But yeah, Eaton Bush, that guy, I was nailing that joke. I think we've even... I think we're just spinning clock hands here. Trying to make time go forward. I think we've talked about that one, too. No?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we've touched on it before.
John just, you know, he'll wait till we're done talking about it. Like, it's not a new topic, fellas.
Sorry, boys.
You got something new?
Hey, I'm loving the talk we already got.